Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're going to the airport.
From the Airport Business Manager, General Mitchell International Airport, providing a presentation on the MKE Regional Business Park.
Last on the pass. Who do we have in front of us right now?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, Ted Torcivia, Airport Business Manager.
Harold Messner, Public Relations Manager.
Mr. Messner, was you around before?
I've been here a couple times.
Okay, I'll just check.
Good morning. I am here to present Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park. Before I begin talking about the business park and how it's developed, I'd be remiss not to briefly discuss the members of the former 440th Air Reserve Station and their service to our community and our country as well. Located at the southern end of General Mitchell International Airport at 300 East College Avenue, it's been in service for over 50 years, and it closed as a part of a Base Realignment and Closure Act action in February of 2008. As you can see by this slide, the 440th Air Reserve Station was an integral part of various military missions while headquartered in Milwaukee. Besides the from the Cuban Missile Crisis on through Operation Enduring Freedom, many people don't even realize that they responded to national emergencies and disasters, including hurricane, flood, and drought relief in the Southwest. As a result of the closure in 2008, the unit was officially transferred to Pope Air Force Base in North Carolina. Affected by this move were 370 full-time civilian employees and over 1,400 military personnel. Not to mention the impact this had on the surrounding business community that provided goods and services to the area. Milwaukee County made the decision to take possession of the property through a public benefit conveyance as an opportunity to guide the redevelopment of the area. And our goal was and does continue to be replace the jobs lost, generate revenue, and stimulate the local economy. Milwaukee County, the transfer did occur in July of 2010. The transformation to Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park is now evident with new signage and new street names. We went actually in front of the City of Milwaukee Common Council. The street names all had to coincide with all of the surrounding street names for the 911 grid. All new addresses were also involved. It's a campus-like setting. There's over 40 buildings available for lease at this time, consisting of a total of approximately 175,000 square feet. Also, in the northwest corner of the area, there's potential for about 15 to 20 acres of land available for development. It's been now about 2.5 years since we officially completed the transfer of the property from the United States Air Force. And we're pleased to have several tenants in place, continuing with a local workforce as well as creating new employment opportunities. Our newest tenant was Flyer Logistics Solutions. They're a subsidiary of Tax Air Freight, a large business located on Howell Avenue. They do a business-to-business shipping across the United States. They currently employ between 12 and 15. They're going to grow within the next year or so to over 20 employees. Next, we have SkyWest Airlines. They occupied a 70,000 square foot area. About 50,000 square feet of that is hangar space. They're a regional airline under contract to operate and maintain aircraft for Delta, United, ExpressJet. They employ approximately 60 people. When they first came in, they had about 45 people, and they continue to grow, especially with different mergers of airlines. They service now approximately 8 to 10 aircraft per night for light maintenance and cleaning of aircraft, and they work three shifts year-round. Additionally, we have Hunger Task Force, who is leasing warehouse space for local food bank activities at this location. They utilize a 55,000-square-foot warehouse. We have five loading docks on the warehouse. They receive, store, and sort food for emergency distribution to those in need. In case you are wondering where they were before this, this space replaces a leased area that they had at the former Sam's Club on Holly Road. They still have their headquarters on Holly Road at I-94, but this is more conducive to what they have. Air Cargo Carriers is a cargo airline headquartered in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Those of you who are familiar and come out to the airport a lot, they fly what's considered a Shorts aircraft. They're the largest civilian operator of Shorts aircraft in the world. Shorts aircraft are these square propeller-type aircraft that don't even look like they make it off the ground, but they're a real workhorse. They do service where they have cargo service for UPS and FedEx, and they also have contracts with the Department of Defense where they do surveillance and whatnot, actually in war zones. So they currently lease three buildings from us, encompassing over 40,000 square feet. And we also have a variety of space available to accommodate a wide range of uses. For instance, last summer we had Mater's Catering come to us. They were being displaced, and they leased out the former dining hall kitchen so they could take care of the various summer festivals, et cetera, and they were there on a temporary basis. It was a perfect fit for them. So besides the variety of buildings we have, this area is also attractive to businesses because of easy access to many modes of transportation. Obviously, the airport, the Port of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County Transit System has the Route 80 bus, and, of course, the Green Line very close by. The newly completed College Avenue is a great access point. I-94, the Lake Parkway, and Amtrak. So basically what I'd like to report is the fact that there are business opportunities available. So far we're pleased with the transition in the last 2.5 years from a military base to a business park. We're just beginning. I'd like to encourage any and all to contact me, come out and visit. I'd be more than happy to give a tour. I'd also like to point out that Milwaukee County Airport Division works in conjunction with Milwaukee County Economic Development Division, and the contact there is Jill Didier, Economic Development Coordinator. So once again, contact me. There's my email information. We do have a website that we've begun, and it's building and building, and I thank you very much for listening to me today.
Thank you. Of course, this is an economic development issue, which along the South Shore and the Eurotropolis area is a very important piece of the new economic development. I'm just wondering, Mr. Torcivia, do you have a total number for the employees that have been added through the business park, how many employees we have?
I could approximate, SkyWest has added about 20 people, and we have Air Cargo Carriers has remained steady. They're working on a couple of Defense Department contracts. If they get those, they may add between 50 and 75 people. There's a lot of volunteers for Hunger Task Force, as you can imagine, so it's hard to put a number on that precisely.
Okay, I'm going to ask that question again in economic development, so maybe you can come up with a better number for us. But I'd kind of like to track the number of jobs that we're adding through that business park.
Right.
And the rents that you collect, could you just briefly describe what happens to the rentals?
The rental that we...
Yes.
Once we establish a rent, we set it up, and the rents get deposited into the with our accounting at the airport.
It goes into the airport budget.
Right.
And therefore lowers the costs that we might have to otherwise charge.
Right. There's a cost to offset, you know, as you can imagine, the electric and the water and the gas usage and whatnot. So as we add tenants, we add sub-meters for electric so we have a resale agreement with Wisconsin Electric where we could sell, you know, energy. We can collect money back to offset that cost. Fortunately, every building has its own gas meter, so as soon as we put a tenant in, We Energies puts the gas in their name. So, yeah, it's as we build more and more tenants, that offsets our operating budget.
And how have you set the rents, the square footage?
We usually go with an independent appraiser that comes in and does a fair market value assessment, and it's a unique space. It's not like a typical business park where it's more out and visible to the public as you drive by. It's a little more set back because it was a military base, and that was the idea to keep it a little more secluded. So as we open things up and try and get away from the military base look, it's we're a little lower than the surrounding area for office and warehouse space, but very competitive, I believe.
Great. Okay. It did strike me that you were extremely reasonable, but I think as it gets built up.
Reasonable.
And I do think the College Avenue, that project, which I know the chair was at our grand opening on that, that does give you a really fresh-looking front door. I know we have new signage, so I just encourage you to continue to build that up. There's no reason that needs to be a back door. That should be the front door to the business part mm-hmm. of the airport. So, thank you.
So, let's go.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the scheduling of the item. I've been asking for more information, and I guess I'd still like more. This is a nice, really, 40,000-foot view. And I have toured the facility early on, I think right after we took it over. I believe it's a great opportunity for us, but I don't feel like I have been given information to really understand what we've got in place and where we think we're going with it. I don't even see. I mean, you described the northwest corner was where we've got some available land, but I mean, I can't imagine that we don't have a more detailed plan, a site plan showing what's available to someone to develop on, a business plan about, when does this thing get to a break even, when does the airport stop subsidizing it, does it ever have an opportunity to spin off, any of that sort of thing. And I'd like to understand that. I mean, we're gonna take up a couple items of leases, and I'm asked to approve them, but I'm basically looking at them with no foundation for how they fit into the plan, any understanding of the economics. I mean, I had sort of similar, just a gut level response to the rents that, oh wow, those are really, really attractive. But does that, even if I extrapolated that over the total property, at what point, at what occupancy would we finally break even? Any of those sorts of basic economic questions. So I would really like to see more detail, whether that's in open session or just material that you would circulate. I hope that we have such a plan, and I'd appreciate it.
Do we have a plan like that?
We have. Currently, there was a redevelopment plan done prior to the acquisition of the property. Currently, and Harold, if you can go back a couple slides to the overhead view, we are reviewing previous proposals that we had asked for multitask of information and pairing through those, because we are going to move forward and bring in an outside entity in to give us a feasibility study, marketing plan, a business development plan, because now we have a better handle on it after 2.5 years of owning it. If you take a look at the upper left-hand corner, you'll see it's hard to tell, but there's a mock-up of an aircraft there. That's our fire training area that our Milwaukee County Fire Department is utilizing and getting certified to do training for people statewide and in the Midwest. The 23-acre cement pad is now our south ramp where we have a de-icing operation. And to the right of that is the former fuel farm. So if you take a look at what we have there, about 40 to 45 acres of the 102 acres is pretty much airport designated use because of its proximity to the runways, et cetera. So then when you look at the rest of the buildings, we're probably about 35% to 40% leased up. If you take a look at the bottom left-hand portion, there's a lot of pole barn type buildings and whatnot. That would probably be most indicative to scraping and developing and perhaps doing some land acquisition along Howell Avenue to open that whole thing up to Howell Avenue and changing the whole complexion of it. One thing we also have to keep in mind, that there was an airport master plan done that calls for about 40% of this property to be utilized for a third runway. What's the feasibility of that? It's hard to say. It's probably pretty far out now, but we have to keep that cognizant as well, as far as not being able at this point to develop something permitted over there. So, but we are working with, we're reviewing. We have some meetings coming up very soon with large real estate firms to talk about just exactly what you're saying. We're very cognizant of that.
Perhaps just, Mr. Chairman, instead of bringing it up under each of the specific items that are coming up, could we, unless that's more appropriate to discuss it then, could you talk about the strategy in terms of leasing? We seem to be, there's proposals for a number of very short-term leases, and there's talk about going to market rents at some subsequent date, but...
Supervisor Lisco, I think the leases that you're talking about, the airplane, whatever they call them...
Hangers.
Hangers, it's not part of this. Is that part of the hangers?
Some of them are in the park.
With the hangers? Right. Yeah, the hangers are... Yeah, we're leasing those...
Within this park?
Yeah, there's two hangers that are... That are a part of the former 440.
Oh, okay.
And the one hangar, which is leased out to SkyWest Airlines, there was, as I said, an independent appraisal done, and the leased rates come in at hangar lease rates that for other private hangars surrounding the airport, like the Midwest hangars and the FedEx hangar and various others. So.
Well, maybe we can discuss it more when the
More than happy to provide any information after this meeting, and I've got full appraisal reports if you're interested in seeing those as well. So,
I wait till we get to. Then I will keep this up because I'm confused about where the hangars are located. I didn't know the hangars was actually in the park. So
I can point.
We will when we get to it. Are you done, Supervisor Hawes?
This is
Supervisor Bowen.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Tresidia, is it correct that there is on this site? There is a wholly independent water supply that is separate from MMSD?
No, this is serviced by City Water.
Is there not a well there?
There is not a well on this property, no. There is, if you understand that there's a well near the property, there is a well, but it is on a landlocked piece of property that's owned by the State of Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs. And it's property that's leased out to the 128th, and their lease runs through 2051.
Oh, so that's the 128th?
That's the 128th. If you go just to the upper left-hand corner to the left, down in the hill, there's a set of buildings that is not part of the Milwaukee County or the former 440th.
Okay. So that well is for the use of the 128th reserve?
Correct.
Okay. So that would... That would not then be under any consideration with the MKE Regional Business Park. There are opportunities there.
That's not a part of it.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. So we're going to
thank you, Mr. Chair. So at this point, what is the percentage that we're leased? And I guess even taking in mind that the leases that are coming up for vote today, how much of the property?
Probably about 40% right now.
40% capacity are... is already leased?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Any other questions on item 5? 4. If not...